Welcome to Black Girl Unscripted, the space where we keep it real about mental health, navigating life's wild adventures, and tapping into our spirituality, all while figuring out this thing called our 20s. I'm Yana, your host, your homegirl, and your guide through the highs, the lows, and the lessons in between. Here, nothing is off limits because growth is messy, healing is personal, and life is one big unscripted journey. So grab your tea, light them candles, and let's get into it.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Black Girl Unscripted. I know I've been away for quite some time. And actually, I had some episodes that I wanted to release out. But I don't know, something just gave me pause. And I like to say that that was the voice of reasoning and discernment. I just didn't feel like the episodes that I had originally aligned for you guys were where I needed to take this podcast, where I needed to take this season. But we're getting close to the end of season one. And I'm so excited because I find myself looking back and listening back to episodes from before. And I just can see the growth. I can see the confidence. I can hear the confidence. And you know, it's been an experience. I started this podcast, you know, just to be able to use it as a, what do you say? Almost like a video diary. I use this platform to express myself. When I first started, I was going through the roughest time of my life. And I had such a hard time expressing and talking about it and even getting the words out. But this podcast has given me new insight. It's given me more meaning. And it's really just given me more of a way to relate to myself in ways that I didn't know before. I've had such the hardest time expressing, such the hardest time even talking about my feelings in ways that I didn't even know that I could. So, you know, I just want to take this moment to say thank you to everyone who's been listening. And if you haven't been listening, thank you for just supporting. And anybody who has been listening, thank you for your support. Thank you for sending out the podcast. Thank you for reposting episodes. Thank you for reaching out and sending your kind words. But I do want to shift and let you guys know that today is another episode after shifting things. And it's more of a personal one. So I want to talk about the lessons I've learned from low points. So that's the theme of this episode, is lessons from the low points. Okay. The moments that really broke me down and, you know, also taught me things I never would have learned otherwise. So if you've been listening, you know this season has been a lot of reflection. But right now, in real time, I'm moving through some of the hardest things that I've even had to consider. I recently just went through a breakup of a 4-year relationship, give or say. And on top of that, I've been dealing with like a lot of new social anxiety. And just like paranoia, like when I'm outside and I'm running errands, I just feel the need to hurry home. I don't know. I just feel like I'm being watched. I don't feel safe. I feel vulnerable. And it's something that I have never seriously ever really dealt with. But it's been a lot and I'm still figuring it out. But what I know is this, even in the lows, there are lessons. And today I just want to share mine with you. Okay, let's just get into it. The breakup. So when my relationship did end, I genuinely felt like I lost more than a person. I lost routines. I lost a sense of comfort. I lost someone who's been a big part of my world for almost the last 4 years, you know, in my daily. It was like waking up and not sending a good morning text, not having that person to vent to when work is stressful or my environment is too overwhelming. You know, not planning weekends together, not really, you know, being around that person anymore. And the silence after the breakup was like louder than the breakup itself. And I'm gonna be honest, it really made me question myself. Like the questions of if I was enough or if I should have done things differently, what could I have done more? You know, breakups are their own kind of grief because you're not just letting go of a person. You're letting go of a future you thought you have with them. And it was one of the lowest points sitting with that loss. And then on top of the breakup, something new showed up in my life. Social anxiety. Like, I don't think I've ever truly experienced that before. I like to think of myself as a social butterfly or sociable person. So it's like I went from being someone who loved moving around to suddenly feeling like hyper aware and hyper vigilant about everything when I'm by myself. Walking to my car, going to the store, or just sitting in a car, I catch myself looking over my shoulder and then wondering if I'm safe. My heart really races, my hands get sweaty, I get very like tight in the chest, and my mind will not stop running of what ifs. And honestly, it truly makes me want to stay inside more than ever. That was another low point. Realizing that even normal, everyday things started to feel heavy. It made me feel small. It made me feel like I was losing control of myself. And that's something that I'm still working on, but it's definitely a part of my truth right now. The thing about low points, they hurt. They hurt bad. But they also teach. They teach us lessons in the ways that we would least expect. I try to tell myself and I try to tell the people around me that there's a lesson in everything. There's a lesson in every positivity. There's a lesson in every no. There's a lesson in every opportunity, every delayed, everything. There's a lesson in everything. There's a lesson when you just encounter a stranger and you have a really good conversation with them. There's a lesson that you can learn from things in life. And here's what mine has been teaching me. Lesson one. I've had to learn to sit with myself even when it feels so uncomfortable. No distractions, no person to run to, just me. And that's been hard, but truly necessary. I don't know if you guys remember in a couple episodes ago, I talked about, you know, feeling uncomfortable with sitting by myself and sitting in my emotions. And although it is still uncomfortable at times, I truly find myself enjoying it more and more because I think sometimes when you do so much for others, you kind of lose sight of who you are and you kind of start to feel out of touch with yourself, or at least that's what started happening to me. So, you know, definitely sitting with myself, no distractions, no music, no voices in the back, no FaceTime calls, just sitting with yourself literally has truly been hard and unnecessary because sometimes your emotions can be way too much for you to handle all alone and by yourself, but it helps you identify yourself more and more every day. Lesson two, loneliness doesn't mean abandoned. Just because I'm alone in moments doesn't mean I'm unloved or unseen. I think that sometimes when we are lonely for a period of time, we begin to think, oh, nobody cares, nobody sees. And truly, sometimes that could be the case, but I don't think that is a majority. I do believe that in times of loneliness, sometimes you need that. If you're a person like me who constantly shows up and constantly running around for others and constantly being for others and showing up, you tend to forget about yourself. So having a little bit of downtime, a little bit of alone time to kind of just refocus, regroup, realign is definitely a great thing. I had to stop thinking so negatively about the idea of isolation or the idea of loneliness and the idea of sitting by myself. Lesson three is starting over is not failure. It is proof that I survived, proof that I can rebuild even when I didn't plan to or didn't want to. This is truly the hardest lesson I am coming to grips with right now. Realizing that, you know, you can start over as many times as you need to. I think that once you do get into a relationship with someone and you intertwine your lives with someone, it is a little bit harder to pull away. It is a little bit harder to move forward. And sometimes it's harder when you still want to hold on to that, or when you still are holding on to the potential that things could have been. And I don't know, maybe your low points look different than mine. Maybe it's grief, maybe it's disappointment, or even a struggle that nobody else sees. But I believe every low point has something to teach us, if we're willing to listen. So yeah, these past 3 months have been heavy. The breakup, the anxiety, the paranoia, the loneliness, they've all pushed me in some way, shape, or form of really sitting in my lowest points. But they've also shown me that I am much stronger, I am more aware, and I'm more resilient than I've ever thought that I was. These low points do not define me, but they do refine me. And I want you to take this. Think about your own low point. What lesson did it leave behind? Write it down, share it with someone you trust, or just hold it close. But don't let that pain be wasted. Let it teach you something. Thank you for sitting in this space with me. Next time, we'll talk about the role of community and the people and the spaces that hold us together when we can't stand alone.